patient, 22nd of January patient, Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N, Pastula, P-A-S-T-U-L-A, date of birth, 3/15/1947. Melvin Pastula was seen recently for follow-up of hypothyroidism, subsequent to radioiodine therapy for Graves' disease. In 1995, per paragraph. Current thyroid medication, Synthroid 0.2 milligrams daily, per paragraph. Since he has developed problems with atrial fibrillation and had been treated in the past with amiodarone and now is now on Eliquis, period. Paragraph. He has a history of esophageal cancer for which he has had surgery and follows up with gastroenterology for persistent abdominal symptoms, which include nausea and occasional vomiting, and is to be seen by his gastroenterologist at this time, per paragraph. Current medication, fludrocortisone 0.1 milligrams twice daily, comma, amiodarone 200 micrograms daily, comma, midodrine 10 milligrams twice daily, comma, Prilosec, comma, Eliquis, comma, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, comma, Lasix 40 milligrams daily, per paragraph. Journal review at this time, apart from nausea, is negative for 12 systems evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 118 over 64, comma, weight 171 pounds, and BMI is 24, period. The heart sounds were present, and lungs were cleared at auscultation, period, paragraph. It appears that he has had an elevated parathyroid hormone to 67, but has had calcium levels that have been in the low range documented last summer when he was hospitalized and seen by another endocrinologist for orthostatic hypotension and possible adrenal insufficiency, which was not confirmed, per paragraph. Recent TSH was 0.28, and free T4 and T3 is not available. Period, paragraph, impression. Hypothyroidism, secondary to radioiodine therapy for Graves' disease. Comma, currently appears to be stable. But he also has orthostatic hypotension and significant gastrointestinal possible motility problems, and a history of esophageal cancer, per paragraph. At this point, comma, further investigation for hyperparathyroidism is likely unwarranted, as it may be of secondary nature, and I've not asked him to change his thyroid hormone replacement, per paragraph. I've asked him to return for follow-up in 4 months, per paragraph. Next patient. Jerry, J-E-R-R-I-E, Honerhoff, H-O-E-N-E-R-H-O-F-F, date of birth, 6/3/1949, Jerry Honerhoff was seen for an evaluation of hyperparathyroidism, paragraph. She's noted to have elevated serum parathyroid hormone with normal calcium levels, period, paragraph. She's wondered if her parathyroid glands require further evaluation and possible surgery, paragraph. She has a past history of gastroesophageal reflux and hypothyroidism and type 2 diabetes, per paragraph. Family history is positive for thyroid disorders and diabetes, per paragraph. Social history, she is a retired physical therapist who does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medications, colon. Tresiba, 8 units daily, comma, levothyroxine 0.05 milligrams daily, comma, glimepiride 4 milligrams twice daily, comma, Januvia 100 milligrams daily, comma, meloxicam, comma, Elmeron 100 milligrams twice daily per paragraph. General review is significant for symptoms of gastroesophageal reflux and interstitial cystitis period. A total of 12 systems were evaluated prior to examination. Blood pressure 144 over 84, count weight 166 pounds, BMI is 30 period, the pulse 70 per minute period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, there were normal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck, but the hearts were normal, the lungs were clear period. The peripheral examination is grossly intact per paragraph. I have reviewed previous lab studies, which include serum calcium 9.6, comma, normal, and PTA 77, comma, slightly elevated period. Hemoglobin A1C is 7.3% per paragraph impression. Normal calcemic hyperparathyroidism, comma, possibly related to vitamin D deficiency, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, interstitial cystitis, comma, hyperlipidemia and hypothyroidism per paragraph. I reviewed her blood sugar profiles, and it appeared that she had satisfactory blood sugars overnight. Comma, trending towards hypoglycemia, per paragraph. I do not think that further evaluation for hyperparathyroidism is warranted, and suggested that she take Tresiba in split dosages, 4 units in the morning and 4 units at bedtime, and short-acting insulin as Fiasp, 2 units with meals, period. I asked her to decrease the glimepiride to 4 milligrams daily per paragraph. Next patient. Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N, B, Starak, S-T-A-R-R-A-K, date of birth 2-9-1958. Jacqueline Starak was seen in the office for evaluation of hypothyroidism and hyperparathyroidism per paragraph. She has had an extensive evaluation performed elsewhere in Florida, where she was diagnosed with primary immune deficiency disease, brackets PIDD, and has had extensive investigations performed for other autoimmune disorders per paragraph. As part of the extensive hormonal workup that was performed elsewhere, comma, lab studies confirmed the presence of a slightly high parathyroid hormone level on one occasion to 103.6, but on repeat was 60. Total serum calcium levels have been normal when tested on several occasions in the last 12 months period. Vitamin D level is 27, common normal. Thyroid function tests were normal with TSH levels of 0.86 to 0.74. Period. Paragraph. Past history is as noted in the history. She's also had apparently squamous cell carcinoma of the breast. Period. Paragraph. An extensive family history includes various forms of cancer in first degree relatives, comma, including melanoma, comma, prostate, comma, pancreatic, and thyroid, period. Paragraph. Social history. She has worked as VP and Chief Financial Officer for a lumbar company in Massachusetts, as well as in human relations, period. She does not smoke or drink alcohol, period. Paragraph. Current medications, colon, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, comma, clonidine 0.1 milligrams daily, comma, enalapril 20 milligrams daily, comma, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, comma, levothyroxine 0.025 milligrams daily, comma, liothyronine 5 micrograms daily, comma, Panzyga, P-A-N-Z-Y-G-A, infusions every 4 weeks, comma, rosuvastatin 10 milligrams daily, comma, Xanaflex, Z-A-N-A-F-L-E-X, 4 milligrams twice daily, comma, B12 shots and vitamin D, period. Paragraph. General reviews, otherwise unremarkable, for 12 systems evaluated. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 150 over 84, comma, weight 207 and BMI is 28.7, period. The thyroid gland was not palpable, there was no abnormal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck, but the heart was normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact. Paragraph. Depression. Previous history of hypothyroidism, comma, likely secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, comma, secondary hyperparathyroidism, comma, PIDD, and possible osteopenia or osteoporosis. Paragraph. At this point, comma, I've made no changes to her thyroid hormone replacement and feel that further evaluation for hyperparathyroidism is unwarranted. Period. Paragraph. She is to have a bone densitometry study in the near future, and will be followed up for a routine check in about 1 year, period. Paragraph. Next patient.